humbled to be there because I learned a lot just watching that.
Well, you work with a lot of styles. I mean, I've heard you with Drake and a lot of very, very awesome artists, and I bet that's been amazing. So tell me, did you learn a lot of musical tastes and styles from these people?
Oh, absolutely. One of the best parts of my career has been the ability to, or the opportunity to, collaborate with different artists from all over the world and all genres of music, because it makes me have to change my flow, change my style, change the way that I change my perspectives on songs. And so it just has made me really grow as a writer, I think, a lot.
So tell me about your favorite experience in your experience that you've had so far and the most influential person that's really been there for you.
One of my most enriching experiences was with Kanye West, definitely, because he really made me push myself and he made me deliver an iconic verse on Monster. And he introduced a lot of people to me in a lot of ways, and he really co-signed me from the beginning of my career.
Oh, yeah, all right, Kanye. He's absolutely awesome, and he's a great artist as well. I'm glad you learned a lot from him. So I love Anaconda, by the way. Was it hard to reach the perfection, really, that is seen in your video? And by the way, it is perfect.
Well, we shot for 2 days, and they were very long days. But we had a really good time. I mean, at the end of it, I was exhausted. I was tired because we had to get some dancing stuff in there. But it's one of my favorite videos I've ever done because I had, like, this treatment written out. And when I came on set, everything looked like the treatment. So I was very pleased with the way it came out. And I didn't realize it was so sexy until I put it out. Everybody went crazy about it.
So I bet. Do you have a famous memory or a favorite memory or what have you?
My best memory is when I first walked on the set. I saw the jungle set, and I loved the way they built it. It looked like a real jungle. It looked like we really flew out somewhere. And we just built that in the studio, and I loved it. So I was really, really excited.
So you got an album released in November. Can you tell us more about that album?
Yes. I have collaborations that are going to blow people away on the album. And I have music that's very truthful and real, and it's my best body of work. I'm very proud of it, and I cannot wait for people to hear it because I know people are going to love it.
So what are you trying to get across? What is the main point that you're trying to get across with this album?
I think it's really introspective in a lot of ways, and then outside of that, it's just raw talent and emotion and heart spitting and everything that people have come to love from Nicki Minaj. I think we've managed to put it on this album without trying too hard. It just feels organic and truthful.
I know everybody personally, everybody really loves dancing to your music and your sound, and you have a very trademark sound. Is this how this next album is going to be?
I wouldn't necessarily say dance music, but there will be music that you will dance to. Some fun stuff on there. Yeah, definitely.
So are there any electronic sounds especially on this album?
No. I don't think not much electronic, no. Oh. No. This is different from the second album. This is different.
Thank you, Nicki. I would love to meet you.
I would love to meet you, and please let all of my fans, I love them very much.
Absolutely. Have a good trip, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The Ultimate Feel Good Show. Morning Live on Energy.
Well, that was Nicki, and she's, you know, she's like the coolest person ever, by the way.
She's so down to earth.
Yeah, she's so down to earth. She's so chill, and she's such a good artist, you know? She really has a vibe.
She does, and I just fell in love with Nicki, by the way.
Yeah, she's so cool, and she's awesome. And in commemoration of our dear Nicki Minaj, here is Anaconda for you guys. Stay with us. You're listening to the one and only Morning Live.
My Anaconda don't. My Anaconda don't. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
A boy, Sway named Troy, used to live in Detroit. Big money.